Pradosh Leela 080 8:36 p.m. to 10:48 p.m. Pradosh Leela. This is the Yogapit description. The Golden Temple at Govindastali, Vrindavan's Yogapit, has a golden throne, Singhasan, which is shaped like a lion, resting on its rear legs. Its front paws are raised above the ground. This lion, literally lion Singhasan, is made of sunstones, and the lion has ruby eyes and a bent down tail and ears. Due to its bright effulgence and the fact that it's standing on its back legs and raised from the ground with its front legs, it appears that that lion, Singhasan, is flying. A golden umbrella sits atop the lion throne, which sits on an 8-petaled lotus formation having colorful jeweled filaments. Eight desire tree kunjas stand in the 8 directions around the Yogapit Mandir. In each kunj, there is a small cottage made of jewels and covered by intertwining desire creepers. Beyond the circle of 8 kunjas surrounding the Yogapit Golden Mandir are many other kunjas and circles that each double in number. There are 16 kunjas surrounding the Yogapit in the second circle, and 32 kunjas in the third circle around the Yogapit Mandir. And in the fourth circle, there are 64, then 128, and goes on, thousands and thousands of kunjas in the Govindastali, Vrindavan Yogapit. Beyond the kunjas is a golden glen filled with jeweled pictures of mating demigods, birds, and animals meant to stimulate a romantic mood. Next, there is a banana patch with varieties of ripened bananas. The banana leaves are cooling because camphor oozes from the bark of the trees. Beyond the banana patch are beautiful flower gardens. Then there is a circle of fruit orchards surrounding the center piece, or the center, which is the golden mandir in the center of the Yogapit. Surrounded by kunjas, and then surrounded by the banana grove with carvings and statues of devas and birds and animals. Then there's a circle of flower gardens, and after the flower gardens, there's fruit orchards whose trees are bending down due to the abundance of ripened fruits. There are many cottages within the orchards and flower gardens where Brinda's maidservants store paraphernalia for serving Radha Madhav's evening pastimes. Dense forests spread out beyond the fruit orchards. Next comes a circle of betel nut trees, whose green, yellow, and fully ripe fruits hang within arm's reach. Coconut groves surround the entire area of Govindasthali like a necklace. These trees are right on the banks of the Yamuna, this island-like place called the Yogapeeth. So the last circle of trees bordering the Yamuna and the island are thick groves of coconut trees. These fruit-laden coconut trees have basins of water around their bases. Along the banks of the Yamuna are more nikunjas with groves of champak, ashok, kadam, bakul, punaga, and mango trees. The ashok and vetasi kunjas are filled with madhavi latas, and they bend over the Yamuna River with their blooming flowers. Proceeding from the Yogapeeth Mandir in the middle of the hillock, which slopes to the Yamuna on all sides, radiating from the Yogapeeth Mandir in four directions, going all the way to the Yamuna, are four jeweled pathways lined with bakul trees. At the end of each of these four footpaths, there are beautiful jeweled bathing ghats at the Yamuna. To the northeast of the Yogapeeth is the famous Brahmakund. And northeast of that is the temple of Gopeshwar Mahadev. And just north of Gopeshwar Mahadev is Vamshivat, which adorns the jewel-lined banks of the Yamuna. Relaxing on a Ratnavedi at Vamshivat, Govinda summons the gopis with his enchanting flute. The Yamuna River changes her depth to serve Krishna's cherished desire to enjoy water pastimes with the gopis. In some places, the Yamuna is knee-deep, waist-deep, up to the chest or the head, or very deep. In other places, the excited bumblebees moving among the blooming red and white lilies shake their pollen into the Yamuna to scent her waters. Swans, cranes, hummingbirds, nightingales, mudgu, sharari, chitiba, plava, karandava, and various other birds sing and play on the Yamuna's banks. Numerous species of deer, such as Gokarna, Rohishika, Shambara, Krishnasar, Nayanku, Aina, Ranku, Samaru, Chamaru, China, Gandharva, and Rohita frolic in the forests around the Yogapeeth. North of Govindasthali Yogapeeth, Krishna and the beautiful gopis perform the rasa dance on the sandbar in the Yamuna. The rasa mandal is surrounded by the splashing waves of the Yamuna. Hundreds of madhavi kunjas, countless celestial flower gardens, and brilliant sand banks, which are brighter than kaffir, basking in the moonlight. The lotus footprints of Krishna and the gopis can always be found here at the rasa mandal. the current from the Yamuna's northern stream continuously splashes against the charming forest banks of the Rasastali. Meanwhile, Radhika and her sakis arrive at the jeweled temple, which is called Gopal Singhasan Yogapit in the Vedas. The gopis call it Kali Mandir because it is the site of Cupid's blissful sacrifice. Seeing the Yogapit fills Radha and her sakis with blissful thoughts of Govinda. The Yogapit can assume different colors at different times. The Urdhvamnaya Tantra lists additional names for the Yogapit: Radha's Sobhagya Mandir, Chandravali Duradarshan, Ratna Mandap, Shringara Mandap, Sobhagya Mandap, Mahamadhurya Mandap, Satrajya Mandap, Kandarpa Mandap, Anand Mandap, and Kali Mandir. After carefully decorating the Kunj, Brinda and Irvan Devis wait anxiously for the arrival of Radha Shyam. When Radha arrives, Brinda greets her cordially by offering Radha two red lilies that previously adorned Keshava's ears. While waiting for Krishna's auspicious arrival, Brinda shows Radhika the enchanting beauty of the forest grove. The lovely moonbeams filtering through the treetops create a romantic atmosphere. Seeing Brinda's elaborate decorations, Radha's mind reels restlessly for Krishna's nectarian association.